Though it was another fantastically awful year for pop music, 2013 will be best remembered as the year that alt-rock went from this to this.
He may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks.
Goodbye, rock and roll's testicles. We'll miss ya. That Alt-J song would be like number 18 if this was the 20 worst songs of 2013. But it's not. Don't be greedy. This video is going to be long enough as it is. So, without further ado, which I believe is Old English for without any more bullshit, it's time to reveal my choices for the 10 worst songs of 2013. Number 10. Icona Pop featuring Charlie XCX. I love it.
I got this bitch.
Generally, I disqualify songs like this from the list. If I didn't, the whole list would be shit like Fatboy Slim's Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, which is a really stupid song, but it's not really meant to be listened to on the radio or really any time other than when you're drunk or high as fuck. However, this song was pretty successful in the mainstream, so here we are at number 10. So, one summer day, her boyfriend or husband or whatever took off, apparently taking her meds with him, which is the only way to explain what happens next, because she goes fucking apeshit, crashing her car into a bridge, and then bagging up all his personal belongings and chucking it down the stairs. But she doesn't care. In fact, she loves it. What the fuck does she have against bridges? Icona Pop is a couple ladies from Sweden. I don't know much about Swedish culture, I'll admit that, but is this what they do for fun? Ram bridges and start fires? The song is incredibly repetitive. There's one other part where she says some shit about him being from the 70s, but she's a 90s bitch.
You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch.
Which perhaps explains this bizarre behavior. She was dating some dude that was about 20 years older than her, so she probably has daddy issues and is immature as shit. Anyway, aside from that, the rest of the song just repeats what you heard a minute or so ago. Their follow-up, All Night, didn't make it on the Hot 100 in the US, but it did apparently get used as a theme song to some game show. So, will Icona Pop's 15 minutes stretch any further here in North America? Hopefully it does work out for them. They're gonna need to make a lot of money since having demolition derbies between vehicles and public property in Sweden can't be an affordable hobby for a starving artist. Number 9. Kesha featuring will.i.am, Crazy Kids. Ah, Kesha, how I've missed you. I feel like it's been years since I made fun of one of your shitty fucking songs. And you brought will.i.am along, too. Perfect. Kesha stated in interviews before her new album dropped that it would include less auto-tune and more natural instruments, including actual guitars. Let's have a listen to how that turned out.
We don't give away, 'cause that's just who we are, and we are.
Well, I guess you tried to get a guitar in there for a bit, and then it got buried in drum machines and synth, and your voice is still processed to oblivion.
I see you in the club showing Kesha love, ain't you?
In fact, her two other singles from the album, Come On and Die Young, pretty much sound like everything from her first two albums, maybe slightly toned down on the processing. It's like a diabetic saying they're gonna cut down from a gallon of pop a day to 2 liters. Great, you're still gonna lose a foot because you're drinking too much fucking sugar. Great, Kesha, you found a guitar in the studio and had someone play it. Still sounds like your usual bullshit. And great work from will.i.am on this song. He makes an appearance to sound like a person with Down syndrome.
Kissing while we talking, so I'm speaking what I'm mumble.
And he got paid for that. Someone paid him actual money to do that. A lot. Like, I'll bet he made more than most of you will make in a year for that. Welcome back, Kesha. May you continue to make shitty music so I always have material for lists like this and my musical autopsy series. Number 8. Taylor Swift, 22.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers.
Well, it wouldn't be a Taylor Swift song if she didn't shit-talk ex-boyfriends. So, it feels like the perfect night to play dress-up, gossip about boys, eat some cereal, and fall in love with people you've never met. I'm sorry, but this is not the behavior of a 22-year-old. You might feel 22, but you're acting like you're fucking 15. I get that no one wants to hear a song about how it feels like the perfect night to write an essay or find a job or pay your phone bill, and I'm not saying that when you're 22 your life has to become boring. But I feel like Taylor Swift continues to show that she hasn't grown up at all. Never mind forever 21, this girl is forever 13. Let's have a sleepover and we'll play dress up and talk about boys who made us feel bad while we eat Lucky Charms, and then we'll talk about boys at school we like.
Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, oh yeah.
This is a message to Taylor Swift's parents. Mr. and Mrs. Swift, your daughter might be bipolar and have a developmental disorder where she believes that she's still a teenager. Please, use some of her pop star riches to get her a therapist. I know she's lived an overly sheltered life of vacation homes and homeschooling and whatnot, but at some point she needs to become an adult. This whole act is starting to not be cute at 22, now 23 years old. It's gonna be really fucking creepy when she's 30. Number 7. Cher Lloyd featuring T.I., I Wish.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Okay, so apparently Cher Lloyd was listening to Skeelo's I Wish and thought, "Oi, someone should do a song like that, but from a lady's perspective." And then when she couldn't find a lady, she just did it herself. Don't remember Skeelo I Wish? Don't blame ya, but it went like this.
I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, a 6-4 fall.
This works from a guy's perspective to a certain degree because he's rapping about the plight of short, unathletic, poor dudes everywhere who can't get the ladies as easily as their taller, more athletic, richer counterparts. This is based on a stereotype that women want masculine providers, which isn't true in all cases, but stereotypes do exist for a reason. Also, Skeelo kinda looked a bit like a doofus who couldn't get ladies. Cher Lloyd's a hot little thing who doesn't have to worry about it. You wish you were tall and fast? I've never had a man tell me their dream woman was L.A. Sparks forward Candace Parker. And men are intimidated by rich women. Except for the scummy jobless loser types, if that's what you're trying to attract. Also, you can shop with a bag full of cash. You're Cher Lloyd. You're rich. Remember?
I wish I had style.
Aw, you don't have a big rack or a Nicki Minaj fake ass. Yeah, men hate short, skinny women. Fuck. This song just doesn't work from Cher Lloyd's perspective. Especially when T.I. shows up to rap about what he'd do for her.
I'm not sure what kind of fella you like, but I can get you paradise, heaven, however you like. I'm talking solitaire, iced out, rewatch, necklace.
T.I.'s verse negates the entire song by showing that guys are interested in you, Cher. It's not the shallow asshole that would only fuck you if you had bigger tits and a bigger bank account, but it sounds like you're dodging a bullet by not being that guy's type anyway. Oh, I'm skinny and only 5'2". No man will ever want me. Give your fucking head a shake. Number 6 is a tie between Sage the Gemini Gas Pedal, Migos Versace, J-Dash WAP, and any other song that does this.
Gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal.
Versace, 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 Versace.
Repeating the song title a suicide-inducing number of times is not a fucking hook. Stop that! I understand why songs like this were made when ringtone sales were a thing. But they're not anymore, are they? Are people still paying for ringtones? Because that's the only explanation for why these songs exist. No one's actually buying the whole song to listen to, are they? If so, there's gotta be better things you can spend your $1.29 on. J-Dash WAP came out in like 2009, but only became popular this year, I guess because of a stupid dance. Before that, I thought it was just a racial slur. Gas pedal is, according to Rap Genius, about a guy wanting a girl to speed up her dancing. And I assumed that Versace was about the fashion company until this part.
Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana.
Yep. I don't know if I'm saying Migos' name correctly, but it doesn't matter, because it's pretty likely I'll never have to say it again. I don't even want to hear any shit about this being black people music, and that I don't get it because I'm a stupid racist honky or whatever. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. This is just lazy, lazy songwriting for people of all races and creeds who like annoying, repetitive noises. Number 5 is Drake, Started From The Bottom.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started
well, if it isn't bottom, everyone's favorite Canadian Lil Wayne impersonator. And the man who popularized YOLO for a bunch of drooling idiots to justify their shitty behavior. Drake's first single in 2013 talks about his rise from the bottom all the way to the top of the industry.
Now I'm on a roll, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, when was he on the bottom? I'm not going to suggest that Drake has had everything handed to him, but he hardly knows what the bottom looks like. As a kid, he grew up Canadian lower middle class with a single mother who was a teacher. In Canada, teachers make an okay living. They're not getting rich, but it's not the horror stories that you hear from the US. He never lived in the ghettos, and even if he had, a Toronto ghetto is a joke when compared to American ghettos. He mentions going to hood schools. Canadian public schools in less than affluent neighborhoods just don't have the same problems as their US counterparts. And he was on TV by the time he was 15. Sure, Canadian TV, but it wasn't a bullshit show. He was on Degrassi, The Next Generation. If Americans have heard of your show, it's not bullshit. And Americans have heard of pretty much two Canadian shows ever, Trailer Park Boys and Degrassi. He has the balls to say this. We were very poor, like broke. The only money I had coming in was off of Canadian TV, which isn't that much money when you break it down. A season of Canadian television is under a teacher's salary, I'll tell you that much. You were 15! 15-year-olds have jobs at fucking McDonald's, working part-time after school and making about $5,000 a year if they're lucky. And you're bitching that, what, you were only making maybe $20,000? Boo fucking who. He mentions that his mom was very sick. That sucks. But let's not forget that free Canadian healthcare. It's unlikely that medical bills were destroying them like they would if she was sick in the US.
I didn't keep it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month.
That's keeping it real, lipping off to your mom?
Nigga, I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home.
Working all night. You were sitting in a wheelchair saying things that someone else wrote for you. Oh, wow, what a fucking difficult job you had. And you had to drive through traffic to get home? Oh my god, where do I send the fucking donations? I can respect that he was a young man who had dreams he wanted to achieve and that he's achieved them. But this song is a joke. I guess, started from the middle, caught a few lucky breaks along the way and now I'm here, just doesn't have much flow to it though. Number 4, Carmen, Acapella.
Perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo. I'ma do it a cappella.
Okay, so first off, the song's title is spelled incorrectly, but whatever. Second, the song isn't performed a cappella. It's minimal, but it's very clear that either drums, or more likely drum machines, are being used. There's some synth in there, and a human isn't making those noises with only their mouths. Plus, I don't think actual a cappella uses auto-tune or any vocal processing. Pretty sure that's not allowed either. And third, the symbolism doesn't even make any sense. The song is about dumping some guy, and that she's now single. She's doing it a cappella. A cappella means that it's without instrumental accompaniment. It doesn't mean solo. There are lots of a cappella groups, one of the most famous ones being Rockapella. They did the theme song to Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and yeah, You're welcome for that being stuck in your head now. Also, what the fuck is this screeching nonsense?
Oh, watch me do it in falsetto. Never mind, bring the beat back.
Yeah, never mind is right. Someone should have said, so let's cut that part because this is a professional recording we hope people will pay money for and we probably shouldn't include that. But instead, they left it in. Everything about this song is wrong on so many levels that it's a miracle it's not higher on this list. But it's not, because the final three managed to be even fucking worse. Number three is Major Lazer featuring Bruno Mars, 2 Chainz, Mystic, and Tyga, Bubble Butts.
Bubble butt, bubble 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 butt, bubble butt, bubble 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 butt, bubble butt, bubble 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 butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta.
Do I actually have to give you an explanation for this? This repetitive piece of shit is literally about asses. Large asses.
Open up your bubble gum, let me see your bumper. The booty so smooth, can't believe it's not butter. I go in from under, she wetter than the surfer. I ate the pussy fast, I'm about to start burping.
Oh. And that. Thanks for that image, Tyga. A couple years back, I included Beyoncé's Run the World on my list of worst songs, and referred to the beat as a boring march beat. This riled up a bunch of idiots that said, Buckley, you don't know nothing about music. Run the World's beat is from a Major Lazer song. Which I did know, but that didn't make it any less boring. And then they'd often follow it up with some grammatically incorrect gibberish about how great Major Lazer is. Yeah. Major Lazer is really fucking great. I'll give them one thing. They're great at getting drooling idiots to part with their money by purchasing shitty songs. Good job, Major Lazer. A+, gold fucking star. Number two, Trinidad James, All Gold Everything.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch.
Officially released 5 days after the 10 worst songs of 2012 was posted, this song missed making that list by basically 120 hours. But that makes it more than eligible for this year's list. And of course, it didn't peak on the charts until early 2013. We start out with the rhyming of chain and ring. I don't even want to hear about slant rhyming. The word ring and the word chain do not rhyme with each other. Don't worry, though, he redeems himself by rhyming watch with watch. Fucking genius. What follows is your very standard mainstream rap song. Doing drugs.
Pop the molly, I'm sweat. Pop the molly, I'm sweat.
Being oh so respectful to the ladies.
For the hoes, my nigga. That's pussy popping that magic city.
Making paper.
Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
So I kept counting them Franklin's.
And more bragging about material wealth.
One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's none. God damn.
Here's what really makes this song such an atrocity, though. Who the fuck is Trinidad James? He's 26 years old, this is his first single off his first mixtape. He's never officially released an album, and at the point of recording this, he hadn't released anything. And he's talking about how fucking rich he is. How? Unless you're a hardcore rap fan, he still only has one song anyone's ever heard of, and somehow he's bragging about how 6 gold rings, a gold watch, and 2 gold chains is nothing? Was he secretly an investment banker by day and doctor by night before he started his rap career? Or was his previous income from, let's say, less than legitimate sources? Or, option 3, is he full of fucking shit? At least maybe make your first song about how you had to struggle a little. Then the second song can be about how much money you made from selling the first song on iTunes or whatever. Come on, rappers. You're now skipping steps and it's lazy as fuck. At least try and pretend like you're putting an effort in. And now, the worst song of 2013. Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop.
No, Father O'Malley, please don't touch me there. What? Ah, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm still recording. Oh, my God, what a boring fucking song.
This is Miley's big return to music, her chance to break loose and be the wild party girl that she's apparently always wanted to be or whatever. She finally gets to be everything that Disney didn't want her to be, and that parents groups said was wrong when she was still 17 doing things like Can't Be Tamed. And this is what she comes back with? Jesus cocksucking Christ. It's so fucking boring. You can't do anything to this. Who's twerking to this? Just Miley. If one must twerk, this is the type of song you do it to.
You got a big, let me search you to find out how hard I gotta work you. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet.
Not this. You'd have to be on something to dance to this, all right. And not only is it boring, it's pretty fucking stupid. First, we get it. You're edgy now, Miley. She feels the need to hammer that home with the just-referenced Dancing with Molly line, which she has confirmed that it is what she's saying. Then she makes reference to people doing coke.
And everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she can talk about these things because she's such a rebel after all. Why, just listen to how rebellious she is.
It's our song, we can sing if we want to.
Who was trying to stop you from singing? Are you from a Mormon commune in Utah where singing is punishable by a solid flogging?
It's our house, we can love who we want to.
It's not like you were ever very restricted with regards to who you could love when you were living in someone else's house, Miley. When you were 17 and living with your parents, your 22-year-old boyfriend was living there with you.
It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
All right, Miley, you're right. You can say whatever you want. So, what incredible piece of insight would you like to share with the world that you feel you've been held back from saying? We've heard great speeches from oppressed individuals like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. who made a stand and decided to speak freely, so please, everyone, be silent as we soak in the wisdom of 21-year-old Destiny Hope Cyrus now that she has created the anthem of a generation of oppressed kids who just want to live their lives the way they want, and identified that she has the right to say whatever she wants to.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Fuck me sideways. Just fucking worthless.
If you're not ready to go home, can I get a help?
No, I'm ready to go home, all right. And never come back. And thankfully, that's that for another fucking year. Honorable mentions go out to former worst song title holder YG with My Nigga for probably breaking the record for the most times that word's been said in a 4-minute span ever. Lil Wayne must be pissed. Fall Out Boy's My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, parentheses, light 'em up, for trying to compete with Panic at the Disco for needlessly long song titles. Justin Timberlake's TKO, because I guess JT doesn't know that a technical knockout rarely results in the actual loss of consciousness. Mariah Carey's hashtag beautiful and Will.i.am and Justin Bieber's hashtag that power for shamelessly putting a needless fucking hashtag in the title of the song because, I don't know, fucking Twitter. Did you think that it would help trend more or something? Because Bieber really needs help trending. Don't worry, all his droolies have enough hashtags for that little puke. And Ace Hood's Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Well, get the fuck out of it and stop passing out at the luxury car dealership. Get your own fucking home. Alright, Miley, remind us again what you're allowed to do despite no one's efforts to stop you.
It's our body, we can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want.